Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You know what? When I heard that voice, I honored it and I listened to it. Oh, I came to Jesus as I was. To Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and say, I have.
I have.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Realizing today that without God, we would be nothing. Realizing today, we'd be like a ship on the sea, on the boisterous sea, tossed to and fro, without a sail. But we're so glad that we came to Jesus just as we was. I'm so glad that when you come to Jesus, you ain't got to be dressed up to meet him. When you come to Jesus, you ain't got to be no big shot in society. When you come to Jesus, you can come to him just as you are. You might not have much, you might not have nothing, but he's saying, come unto me and I will give you rest. Come unto me and I will in no wise cast you out. Ain't you glad that you came to him one day? Aren't you glad that we serve a God that does not reject people? You know, some people are serving a God that rejects people. But the Bible lets us know that God is no respecter of people. Whoever will worship him and believe him, he will receive them and save them. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You ought to put your hands together and give the Lord a hand for that. Hallelujah. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Certainly we thank and praise God for this opportunity to be coming into your homes or into your cars or your places of business, wherever you are today. We thank God for you tuning into this radio broadcast on this radio station. Thank you so much for taking our time to hear this noisy church that's on the air again, known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're located in Brooklyn, New York. Our exact location where we're holding services is 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. We want you to come on down and be with us in service. We'd be so glad to see you come. So glad to see you come in and get into service and be blessed of the Lord. We invite you to make your way down here. We are a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friend, God can and God will produce the miracle. Have I got a witness?
Yes.
There's so many that are here at this temple that have been healed by the power of God. They've been blessed by the power of God. God has given them money. Amen. And they didn't have to play the lottery or go out gambling. Amen. Didn't have to go to the gambling hole. God blessed them with money to pay their bills and money to put in their pockets. That's the kind of God that we serve. So we invite you, my friends, to make your way down here to the temple where God can bless you just like he's blessing us. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is a healer? He's able to heal your body no matter what you might be suffering with, no matter what you might be going through with. Jesus Christ can heal your body. Cancer, heart trouble, high blood pressure, God can do it today if you will believe him. Arthritis, lupus, kidney failure, lung trouble. God can do it today. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes from now. Amen. And I want you to believe God for a miracle in your life. God will touch you today if you will extend your faith out and trust him. You'll be able to say after prayer, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Well, I feel better. know by now, you're listening to that noisy church. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple on the air again. We come to make a noise to shake the devil up. Hallelujah. Woo, Holy Ghost noise. Praise God. God bless you. We're going to get ready and pray for you now. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Some of y'all might not feel like having church like this because you just don't feel good. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is a healer.
Yes.
And no matter what your condition might be,
yes,
Jesus Christ can take care of it today.
Yes.
Come on and get near your radio. If you touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on and there where you're suffering. The Lord is going to touch you right now.
Yes.
Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Some of y'all are getting ready to die. Why are you going to an untimely grave when you can live? I want you to let your faith loose in God. Look beyond me and see Jesus. And let's receive a miracle from the Lord today. According to your faith, so will it be done. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. Oh God, there's so many today that's under the sound of my voice. Many are sick and suffering. They're in pain, oh God. The doctors have done all they can do for them, and the pain has not subsided. Even some, oh God, the doctors have turned over to hospice. But dear Jesus, man's extremity is your opportunity. Oh God, we believe you today because of the power that's in your name. Touch right now. Knock the devil out. Satan, you are a liar. You were defeated on Calvary. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, commanding you to come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. You have no authority over these individuals that's under the sound of my voice. Take your hands off of them and loose here right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, heal all manner of diseases. Heal cancer. Heal high blood pressure. Heal sugar diabetes. Heal lupus, asthma, arthritis, kidney problems, liver problems. In the name of Jesus Christ. Touch and make them everywhere whole wherever they are now. God, we thank you for healing these bodies. Let them begin to feel better even now, this very same moment. Lord, when they go back to the doctor, let the doctor be amazed at what you've done in their lives. He'll have to change his report and say that you have healed them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, dear God, we thank you. We ask all these blessings. We count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. And everybody say amen and clap your hands. Give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, my friends. That's all it takes is the prayer of faith. You don't take a whole lot of falling out, rolling on the floor, hooping, hollering. All it takes is just the prayer of faith and you to believe God for your miracle. And you can get what you want from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. We thank God for you on today. You would have gone back to the doctor. Go back there expecting for the doctor to have a different report. Don't go back there saying, well, let me go see what the doctor gonna say, see if any change. No, go back saying, there is a change in my life.
Yeah.
There is a great change in me. Great change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. That's what you want to say. Brought me out of darkness to this marvelous light. Oh, there is a great change in me. There is a great change in me. Great change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. Brought me out of darkness to this marvelous light. That's what you want to go in there saying. You walk in the doctor's office and say, there is a great change in me. I feel a change in me. I feel my body is healed. I feel that I am delivered. I feel that I am set free. Get up on your feet, even now, wherever you are. Stand up right now and sing along with us. There is a great change in me. Oh, great change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. Brought me out of darkness to this marvelous light. Exodus is ready to have church, amen. But the time is running out. I'm looking at the clock on the wall. I think somebody went over there and speeded that clock up. Woo. This is what you call church. Church like it used to be. And church like it ought to be. Somebody say yeah. I ain't gonna mess with y'all. Because see, y'all ready to take off. Amen. Praise God. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, friends, this is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we're always glad for you to tune into this broadcast. You were in Syracuse, New York. You were in North Carolina. You were in Chicago, in Albany, New York. Amen. Wherever you are, over in New Jersey. Praise God. Pennsylvania, Maryland. We thank God for you wherever you are. Mississippi. God bless you. Alabama and Georgia. Thank you so much for tuning in. Vermont, the state of Vermont, is hearing our broadcast on the radio station up there. Thank God for you. Amen? Amen. Now, we want to remind you, friends, we're on every week, and we would love it so much to hear from you. Let us know that you're listening to our broadcast. You can hear us, and you know that we're here, but the only way we know that you're there is if you write. Won't you write this week and send in your testimony of what the Lord has done for you through this ministry? Or better yet, send in an offering if you can to help us spread the word on more radio stations. We're on in various places, all out in Gary, Indiana. They're listening to us on the radio station out there. Amen. We're spreading the word out. We invite you to write us. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have a special prayer request, send it to us. We'll pray for you. Amen. And also, don't forget, like I said before, if you can send a donation. Say, I'm going to partner with you, Pastor Lawrence, to get the gospel out on the radio. Amen. All right. We look for you to do that. Now, if you have Cash App on your phone, you can send us your donation via Cash App. All you have to do is send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. And as soon as you push the button, we'll have your offering in the church account. Again, that's if you have Cash App on your phone or your iPads or tablet, send your offering that way. Just send it to $PayExodus. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles just for a few minutes now. We're not going to talk to you long. You would have listened to us by means of radio, amen, and you would have here in the sanctuary. We just want to Give you a little diamond chip from Jesus. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You might not can't get the whole diamond or the big carat diamond, but if you just get the diamond chip, amen, from Jesus, that'll work too. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Exodus, the 14th chapter. Praise God. Exodus, the 14th chapter. And we want to look at one verse, the 14th verse. That's Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or y'all saying it like y'all scared. Amen. Neighbor. Come on, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The fight is on.
The fight is on.
But we don't have to fight.
We don't have to fight.
Mm-hmm. This was the discourse of Moses and the children of Israel. They were at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was in behind them, and he was coming up on them. And how many of you know when trouble comes, look like the closer it gets, the more intense it gets. When trouble comes upon you, it looked like, oh, what am I going to do? When it was afar off, you kind of could think, and you kind of could maneuver. But when trouble gets right up on you, you're like, which way do I turn? What do I do? What do I say? Sometimes you got enemies that's coming up against you. And when you know anything, they right up on you. And you say, what can I do? How can I get out of this situation? Sometimes things on the job. You got people on the job that'll come against you. Amen. People at home will come against you. Sometimes you got people right in your household. Husband against wife. Wife against husband. Children against parents. And look like it just intensifies to the point where you look like you're backed up against the wall. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know what to do. Well, that's what happened with the children of Israel. They had gotten out here in this wilderness, and they got to a point they was all right as long as they was marching forward. But they got to a point where they got to the Red Sea. They couldn't cross that Red Sea because they didn't have no boat, and they sure enough couldn't drink all that water. Y'all don't hear me here today. Praise God. So now they're wondering what we're going to do. They cried out to Moses, amen, we're out here in this wilderness. But Moses began to speak to them. And Moses said, the Lord shall fight for you. How many of you know it's better for the Lord to fight for you than for you to fight for yourself?
Amen.
God can take care of things that you and I can't handle no kind of way. Oh, I tell you, God can straighten out things in your life and get your enemies off your back. Sometimes he'll let a cancer get a hold of him. Sometimes he'll let heart trouble get a hold to him. Sometimes he'll just let them die off. Y'all remember me telling you how that man was bothering me when I was a child? Amen. And I couldn't say nothing to him because I was taught to respect my elders. And every day I'd come home from school, that man would start out when I passed by, what he going to do to me, and this, that, those, the, and the others. And finally, I said, now, Lord, I can't fight this man. He's a grown man. I'm a child. But I know, Lord, you can take care of it. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, make this man leave me alone. That's all I did. And in 2 weeks' time, the man was dead. I didn't pray and ask God to kill the man. I just told him, make him leave me alone. God took care of it and put him in the ground. When God fights for you, he can do better than what you can do. You trying to box and fight and go on, and you just went bruising your knuckles, getting a black eye and everything. No, let the Lord step back. And let the Lord fight for you. Your enemy that has come at you, praise God, God done already slapped his teeth out. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. The enemy, after he got his teeth slapped out, he went and got some false teeth and coming back at you again, and God getting ready to slap them out. Amen?
Amen.
God knows what to do with the enemy. I mean, it's comical, but it's true. God can take care of your enemies. You do not have to fight them. Moses said, the Lord shall fight for you. You shut up. You hold your peace. You don't say nothing. Don't you go out there jumping up in front of somebody. Yeah, what that you said, and I heard you said something about me, and let me tell you something. It's going down. Let me take off my earrings and breeze my face. No, you ain't got to do that. You hold your peace. You step back and let the Lord take care of it. When God take care of it, it is well taken care of. Moses told the children of Israel, hold your peace. Don't go out there cussing folks out. Sometimes we find folks cussing people out and want to fight and cut and shoot and stab. No. You ain't got to go do that. Stand back. Hold your peace. The song says, victory, victory shall be mine if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. Victory shall be mine. Moses told him, say, the Lord is going to fight for you. And what does the Bible say in another scripture? Vengeance is mine and I will repay. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. The fight is on, but you ain't got the fight. You just in there to spectate. We sing the song all the time. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. But you ain't got to be the one to fight the enemy. God's the one going to do it. Amen. You just going along just to see what's going to happen. You just going along to see what's going to happen. See how the outcome's going to be. And one thing about it, because you're on the Lord's side, you know how the outcome's going to be because you're on the winning side. You don't already look to the back of the book and saw what it said. The outcome is going to be. Look at somebody and say, we win.
We win.
The Lord shall fight for you. Trouble in the school. Child being bullied. Mistreated in the school. Being talked about it and being mistreated, being prejudiced against your child. Yes, I say go down to the school and find out what's going on, but don't go down there taking your head off, your hat off, and your wig off. You're going to fight. No, that ain't the thing you do. You go down there and see what's happening and let them know what's happening and let them know what you don't like, and then you tell the Lord about it. When God gets through, it'll be taken care of. When God starts to move, oh yeah, the devil might say, I ain't moving, I ain't changing. But listen, as the old song goes, you've got to move. You've got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And not only you got to move, but you're going to move. You might stand up against me, but you can't stand up against God. There was a play that was out long years ago, your arms are too short to box with God. The Lord will fight for you. Some of you have enemies, and it ain't nothing you did to them. They just don't like it. They don't like because you wear a white shirt. They don't like because you wear a black dress. They don't like because you wear your hair a certain way. They don't like because of the way you talk. They don't like the way you walk. They just don't like it. Don't worry about it. Leave it in God's hand. The Bible says God will make your enemy your footstool.